Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital workers are on strike this week to demand a safer workplace. They say Providence St. Joseph Health, which owns the hospital, is proposing to cut their health care benefits and sick leave. They also say the hospital is not providing adequate personal protective equipment in the midst of a pandemic. KRCB's Addie White reports from the picket line.
More than 100 healthcare workers protested outside of Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital on Tuesday, the second day of their week-long strike. The strike was organized by the National Union of Healthcare Workers, or NUHW, which represents nearly 800 employees at the hospital, including nursing assistants, respiratory therapists, and medical technicians. Taylor Davison, who registers patients in the emergency room, said around 300 people showed up for the first day of the strike on Monday. I asked her what brought her to the streets.
The main reason is safe staffing. We need to make sure that our staffing levels are appropriate so that we can take care of our patients and give them the best care. Second of all, our benefits.
She said the hospital is proposing raising the cost of their health care benefits.
Almost 25% a year over the life of the contract, which would almost triple my benefits as a single mother.
The walkout comes as coronavirus cases surge locally. More than 2,000 people have caught the virus in Sonoma County and 20 people have died. St. Joseph's sent a statement to the media Monday that reads in part, "We are deeply disappointed that NUHW has decided to hold a five-day strike, given that the number of COVID-19 cases is on the rise in Sonoma County." The hospital has brought in temporary workers to cover for the week. Davison agreed that the timing was unfortunate, but felt there wasn't another option.
It was not an easy choice for us. We actually took our strike boat back in February. In light of the pandemic, we postponed it. They have cut back on staffing. We are continually short-staffed. They really kind of forced our hand, and they really didn't give us many options.
Mito Gonzalez has worked as a lab technician at the hospital for 25 years. He said he's out protesting in part for his daughter, who also works at the hospital. Gonzalez also cited the proposed increased cost to healthcare benefits and mentioned the lack of personal protective equipment.
Right now in my lab, we don't have the equipment that we're supposed to have. Face shields, no. And if they have a face shield, they're using it for an entire week, maybe 2 weeks. Do they have a proper face gear? No. Do they have gowns? No. Six of them already went home sick.
According to the California Department of Public Health, more than 100 healthcare workers have died from COVID-19 statewide. I asked Gonzalez if he feels safe under current working conditions.
I felt so unsafe that my doctor said, you know, you're 64-year-old, you're Hispanic, overweight, diabetes, all the food groups are represented there. If I get sick, I'm probably not going to make it. They took me off and they put me on disability so that I would stay away from there. Do you think that the management would even suggest that to me? No, they don't care.
St. Joseph Health denies that its employees do not have access to PPE. Writing in its statement to the media, "We never deny a caregiver PPE. Any claim to the contrary is simply not true." The NUHW contract expired 13 months ago. Davison said hospital employees will be out striking for better terms for the rest of the week.
Hopefully we will be able and be in a position where we can continue negotiations so that we don't have to do this again.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You'll find a list of demands from the healthcare workers along with a statement from Providence.